Hello, St. Luke. This is Monsignor Schadl with Monsignor's Musings for Friday, first Friday, December 2nd. I want to thank our sponsor for today, Mr. Ice of Indianapolis. And you might think this is kind of a funny time of the year to be talking about ice, but maybe you're going to have a holiday party and you need some more ice. Well, they say sell and lease and service ice makers and dispensers of all kinds. Call Bill at 317-849-4466. 317-849-4466. Thank you, Mr. Ice of Indianapolis, for sponsoring this and all of our communications here at St. Luke Parish. I thought today, Friday, December 2nd, I'd say a little bit about tomorrow's feast day. Tomorrow's December 3rd, of course, and it's the feast day of St. Francis Xavier. Now, St. Francis Xavier is the patron of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Every diocese in the country, like every parish or Catholic school, generally has a patron saint. And so the patron saint of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis is St. Francis Xavier, along with Mother Theodora Guerin. She's the patroness of the Archdiocese. But tomorrow, December 3rd, is the feast day of St. Francis Xavier. And this kind of fell into place because remember that originally we were the Diocese of Vincennes down in southeast Indiana. The old cathedral of the Diocese of Vincennes was named in honor of St. Francis Xavier. It's really right next door to the George Rogers Clark Memorial. It's kind of interesting. If you look up the old records, the Diocese of Vincennes was all of Indiana, and a third of Illinois, including a little village up on the lake that they called Chicago. Well, that's our roots. We were the Diocese of Vincennes. Now, of course, we're the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And when we became an archdiocese, we brought the patron saint with us, Francis Xavier. The old cathedral at Vincennes named it his honor. And remember that the early missionaries in that general area were French Jesuits, and Francis Xavier is a Jesuit, and so they brought devotion to Francis Xavier with them. Interesting background, he was born in northern Spain at a family castle of Xavier. I've been there, very beautiful. His dad was the third son of the president of the Council of the King of Navarre, which was an area in Spain, so he's royalty, very wealthy family. He decided to study later on in Paris, and at the University of Paris, he ran into St. Ignatius of Loyola. He was also Spanish, and he turned out to be the roommate of Francis Xavier. And Loyola was much older. He had undergone a profound religious conversion after serving as a soldier for 15 years. And it was Ignatius at the University of Paris with Francis Xavier and six other companions who began the Society of Jesus, the Company of Jesus, as we know as the Jesuits. And they got together. It was in August of 1534, and they promised to devote themselves to the work of the church and salvation of believers. It's said that Francis Xavier was converted because Ignatius of Loyola was so on fire with the gospel, he would go through the halls at the University of Paris and quote that line from St. Matthew, "What does it profit if you gain the whole world but lose your very soul?" What does it profit? Anybody. You gain the whole world, but you lose your soul. You lose eternity. So that's a little bit about St. Francis Xavier. Now, as a Jesuit, he was very much interested in missionary work. He went to India. He was in the Far East, in Goa and various places there. And he did a lot of evangelization work. He died in Goa, I think. And that's a lot about his missionary work in the Far East. And that's a little bit about our patron saint for the diocese, St. Francis Xavier. I hope he's praying with us and for us. This, of course, will be the second Sunday of Advent. We'll light the second candle on the Advent wreath. I want to mention our project for early Advent, and again, it's the Giving Tree. In the narthex, we have a little Christmas tree, and it's got some paper ornaments on it. And each paper ornament suggests a gift that we can purchase, and it goes down to the Catholic Center to what we call the Christmas store. What they do, Catholic Charities does this, they take a whole floor in the Xavier Building, which is part of the Catholic Center complex, and they fix it up like a regular store. And people that would certainly be unable to shop and do much of anything for family or friends, they give them a little dignity. They can go and shop at the Christmas store, and they're limited to what kind of items they can take, but there's no charge. So yes, even people without means can think of others and take the trouble to get some gifts to give to others at Christmas. That's what the Christmas store is all about. So I encourage you to go in the narthex anytime, before or after Mass, or really anytime. It's generally unlocked through the day. Take one of those ornaments, purchase the gift, take a couple if you want, and we need it back by Tuesday, which is St. Nicholas Day, December 6. Bring it back by Tuesday. We'll get it to the Catholic Center downtown to the Christmas store. It's a great project for Advent. Hope to see you this weekend at Mass. In the meantime, let's continue to trust in the providence which so far has never failed us, and may Almighty God bless you all, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.